Speeding means that's official term for the camera started, isn't it?
MC Belki, diretamente do Brasil.
Is that some Uprise music?
That's Uprise.
Did Simon bring Uprise music on his plane?
I think it hits different out here.
It does. Oh, he's got the video.
Kelly.
Does that make you feel good?
Gucci. Kelly. Swag.
That just makes everything work.
Ready?
Yeah.
I do not run. Came from the slums. What you know about me? Push.
That's how you start.
Woo.
It says Jason and OC podcast, yep. But let's be honest, the playoffs is a Super Bowl, so it's really the OC and Jason podcast, right? Mm-hmm. The official. We are here.
Yeah, here we're here.
We
made it. A lot of people didn't want us to come.
No.
but we're here.
This is the LA Convention Center.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
I don't even know where I am.
And you don't?
No. I'm so jet lagged. I don't know what's going on.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm from LA.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been in the Convention Center.
Okay.
This is my first time.
Okay.
And it's the best time.
Is it?
Because it's the NFL
Why
time.
Is your shirt buttoned all the way up? I've never really seen you button it. Usually you like to show some chest hairs.
You know why it's
buttoned
up?
But now you got it all the way buttoned up.
You want to know why?
Explain yourself, please.
Yesterday,
I wanted to see the chest hairs.
Okay, but yesterday, we were working. We were doing some filming, and you had a black buttoned up to the top.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fresh.
Okay, so you just...
So I buttoned mine up.
You know what? I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You know what's so funny?
I said, I'm
realized,
doing it tomorrow.
I realized that in certain shirts...
Uh-huh.
It's like the button all the way up looks so much cleaner.
Seamless, you know? It's a
vibe.
It works, man.
You know, they say that out here a lot. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe?
It's the vibiest of the vibes.
You know, and in L.A., that sounds very L.A.
Yeah.
It does.
It's a vibe.
It is.
When you got, like the way you're looking right now, you look like very, very official.
Very.
You could, like, navigate through, like, if you had, like, both of them unbuttoned. You wouldn't be able to navigate in professional circles. But right now, you can.
I don't think they would take me seriously.
No, they can't.
Which?
Not with your chest hair show.
No. It's like, what do you really?
You're a joke.
You're a joke. You're not here for the business.
Yeah, no.
You're here to show off your chest hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not professional.
Yeah. Only when you have like a suit on, like we do it on the show.
Because you got that, the blazer. It pops the. Yeah. It's good. I like that. That's very true. Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, OC. Every time I'm here, luckily we get to set up here, do our thing.
Yep.
Shout out to everyone who allowed that to happen. I have a sense of nostalgia.
Mm.
And I'm very thankful to be here.
Yeah.
Because this is a moment in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were speaking on this before, like, people's destiny is about to change on Sunday, just like yours did twice.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah. It's interesting in terms of when you say people's destiny is going to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the difference between being immortal and nobody knowing you is right there.
It's that instant.
It's right there.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's crazy, man. You know,
the difference is right there.
And there's so many players, right? What do they say? Man, if they didn't win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of what defines them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they always say. As great as they played, if they didn't win a championship, they don't even like talking about it.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lucky in that regard, but...
Yeah.
It's tough for a lot of players, a lot of really good football players who don't get the opportunity to win a Super Bowl because that kind of hangs over your head a little bit, right? Like, okay, you know, you're a Hall of Fame player, you're one of the best players of your generation, but you just didn't get over that particular team hump. So it's tough, man. It's tough.
It is tough.
But thankfully, I don't have to.
You ain't got that problem.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
I get to hold on to the fact that you don't have that problem, so I don't have that problem.
You don't.
I just I roll with you.
That's what it is.
Can you feel the star power out here in L.A.?
I think that yesterday was the first time.
Oh, it hit you.
Yeah. Because usually I don't really feel that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just the type of people who we see, I'm used to seeing them, right?
Yeah, true, true.
And then yesterday we're at a restaurant, you know, we're just chilling, and then it's Kanye West.
just
walking right, around by himself. And it was...
It's true.
You remember when I asked you, I was like, was that...
Yeah.
Did I see what I just... What I think I saw?
And I got
like, imagine
staring.
Just being in a place chilling,
right,
and
there.
Kanye West is just sitting there. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's
That's L.A. for you, though.
It's L.A. It's why it's so important to have the Super Bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Super Bowl is the top tier. It's like there's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
It deserves the best. It deserves this Hollywood vibe, this treatment, all that. So I'm pumped up about it, bro.
It deserves you being in a restaurant just chilling and Kanye West is walking around. That's a Super Bowl for you, man. That's what's going on at the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's what's going on,
yeah.
man. That's, I mean, think this game, bro, is going to be, everybody's going to be there.
Mm.
Everybody's going to be there. I know you really like the halftime show and you're just holding out on me. Because, come on.
I like it in the moment. You know
right,
what I mean? But,
right.
like, for me, it's because I've played in the game
yeah.
and I've just been so focused on that. Like, the halftime show, I didn't even know who was performing at our halftime show.
But
like,
you shouldn't have.
Yeah, so, but I've just carried that on all the way throughout.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not like a... When I'm there and the performance is happening,
yeah.
oh, I'm feeling it. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, my God, this is cool. But right. I'm not going to tune into the Super Bowl for the halftime show like a lot of people are going to do. I'm like,
nah, we there for
no,
the
I want to watch the,
we there for
I
the game.
Watch the game.
We there for the game 100%. We did interviews on Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you spoke to a lot of people. A lot of the stuff you said or questions you posed went viral. You know what I found fascinating is when you ask questions and, you know, there's thought into those questions, but the response is just, it's like their guard comes down.
Yeah.
Cats feel real comfortable. Like, you know, they know you're not out to get them, trick
mm-hmm.
them, get them to say anything that isn't right or accurate. I mean, it really makes me excited to be in this sport because I watch you engage with these players
mm-hmm.
and it's how it should be.
Yeah. You know, when I'm speaking to them, for me, it's, I always remember that I was there.
Yeah,
like
true.
I sat there
true.
In that seat,
yeah.
right? And so how would I want somebody to engage with me?
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't want somebody to be asking me the same thing that a journalist asked me, every single journalist in the room that has asked me before, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
come on. So, you know, I come on, I know these guys, they know me.
Mm-hmm.
That already is an icebreaker. And
yeah.
then on top of that, I'm going to ask you a question that's going to make it seem you're just going to want to just chill,
yeah.
you know, and talk and really engage. And, you know, that's just the way I choose to approach it.
I'm distracted because you got these fly glasses on.
You like
right
that?
Now. Yeah.
A
but
good friend of mine gave them to me.
I think you need to wear them on a podcast more often.
Really?
Even back, it just sets the tone.
Is it popping?
It just sets the tone.
But is it popping?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me feel like you coming in and you just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I'm here.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
But I'm not here.
I might not really.
I don't want
be,
you to see me.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I might. And then if, when you take them off, like
yeah.
you know, when you got points to make.
Yeah.
Like
take them off.
Boom.
Yeah.
It
I
might
got
scare
you.
Somebody.
A good friend of mine gave me these glasses. Do you know who that friend was?
I do. And you've given this friend many of items.
Yeah. So this is cool.
Before we talk about other things, man, I just want to mention something. And I was just talking to you about it. Like, we talk about players that influenced our lives, and you talked about learning from different people.
Mm.
And across from us is a guy by the name of Darren Woodson,
mm-hmm.
Cowboys legend. His name is up in the stadium, just like OC's name is up in Giants Stadium. He is in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. And when I was a rookie, OC, I just watched him.
Mm.
And I thought, do what he does. Dress like he dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Behave like he behaves. It'll work out.
Mm.
And the dress has changed, but even buying suits, you know how when you first buy suits, you can
yeah.
buy too many colors and all
yeah.
this kind of stuff. It was like, just get to the basics, you know?
Yeah.
And he just showed me how to be a professional, man. And it's him and Aaron Glenn, man.
Yep.
And it's just, I'm really thankful for those guys because I didn't know what I was doing, but it's good. This is where you see people like that.
Yep.
You see people like that, you know.
Shout out to Darren Woodson, man. Speaking of suits, you remember how they used to set us up to buy suits back in the day?
Oh, my God.
Eleve?
Yeah.
Eleve?
Yeah. Don't mention that.
Eleve. We're suit, in the UK.
Yeah. The suit game in...
That was
suit
funny.
Game, man.
They would have
y'all.
Like the... Like some really nice looking people.
They would just be around, yeah. And then you'd order
and you'd
20 suits,
suits,
and then they wouldn't get there until halfway through the season.
You're like, oh, they got me. They got me.
They got me on the suits. Hey, man, it's we got a lot going on, but yep. I want to pick your mind on this Super Bowl real quick because people want to know where the Nuggets are.
Yep.
And I know you don't give the score. Do you think, OC? My biggest fear is that. We talk about this game, Rams, Bengals, star power. One team wasn't supposed to make it here, but they did, and they deserved it. You get worried about a blowout? Do you a little bit go, man, this could get crazy?
I think that I don't worry about a blowout because I think it would be very difficult for this game to end up in a blowout, right? I think might not be super close, but I think because of the characters involved, right? You know, Burrow, you know what these guys are going to bring to the table. I just don't see a situation in which the Rams completely overwhelm them to the fact that it's just a blowout.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think things are going to be tough for Cincinnati. But then people have said that. We've said that for the last half of the season.
True.
Oh, things are going to be tough. Things are going to be tough. And they just somehow
find a way. Man.
To keep on winning. But the Rams have advantages in so many different positions, man. It's going to be difficult for Cincinnati. It's going to be tough for them.
So, and I keep going in this place. I know it's ridiculous because you would have thought I won two Super Bowls the way I'm feeling emotional about this. But in all honesty, bro, if Joe Burrow pulls this off, is he the biggest name in our sport? Can he replace? Can he be the next kind of like, that's the dude? Because this is so improbable, bro.
It is very improbable, but...
Like, we're not talking about Stafford like this, man. If he wins, he doesn't just take over the NFL as far as the face.
I don't think even if Burrow wins, he takes over as the face.
With Tom Brady going out. You don't think it's possible?
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think. I'm gonna tell you why I don't think
so. Okay. Talk me off this cliff.
Yeah, because the other guys who are there at that position are so good.
They are.
You know what I mean?
But they're not in the Super Bowl.
But the other players are just so good that I can't see him maintaining this level of dominance for the next. You're going to have to face Mahomes and Josh Allen. And what do you think is going to happen next year when these teams face? It's going to be so difficult.
Yeah, to maintain that.
To maintain
dominance,
he just can't be the face.
He might just be hot for a year. Like he got a new album out.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, this is incredible. And then next year. You know, next year they're going to try to put him back in his place. You know how the NFL is?
Yeah, no,
they're
going
to try to put him back in his place.
You're right.
So what we saw from Tom Brady and you, we're just never going to see that again, man. Never. It's never going to happen.
You know what's really important? Our daily workout schedule.
Yeah. It's been good.
We're a little jet lagged.
Mm-hmm.
Text message in the morning. Jay Bell, you ready to go do this?
Yeah.
In the gym, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Right? Get a good sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get ready for the day. It's discipline, man. It's part of your discipline.
It is.
You don't work out. I don't know how people just go around life.
You got to have it.
Every time I finish a workout, right? Before, a lot of times I don't feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm like, oh, my God, I just don't feel like doing this. But every time I finish it, I say to myself, I wonder why
there's
they don't do
this. There's some magic
to this. Yeah, it releases endorphins. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, another word more people can sound out and spell.
If they could bottle that feeling up, not pre-workout.
Yeah.
Right when you're done with a good workout.
Like,
boom, take that. You're like, oh, my God. You would feel great.
I felt aged today, OC.
Why?
Because we did an Instagram Live thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enamored by the technology of it.
Yeah. Like the little
It was like, this is really fascinating.
Yeah.
And I felt like a dad.
Did you understand the allure behind all these things that, like, social media? Like, sometimes when you see how it works, how you can understand it.
Yeah, I'm like, you talking and communicating with people. And I mean, one person did call me a ding-dong, but, you know, everything else is cool.
It made sense, though. No, it did. It did. They were like, because they didn't just, it wasn't like an insult. They were like, instead of calling you Jason Bell, we call you Jason Ding Dong. And like that actually, I can understand.
You cool with that?
Yeah, I can.
I mean, as long as you come to my defense in case it was cracking off, you know, I mean.
I get it.
You know, I mean, it's all good.
I get it.
L.A.
Yep.
Do you love it?
No, I cannot stand L.A. I can't. I
can't with you.
Despise Los Angeles. Stop. Now, they have good food here.
Yeah, they
got have
great
very
restaurants.
Good food here. But L.A. as a whole, I'm just not an L.A. person, bro.
Why?
Because
you have fly glasses on.
I have fly glasses
slim
on.
Fitting shirt on that accentuates the shoulders.
It does, right?
Okay.
My curves showing?
You're showing ankle.
I'm showing ankle. It's a little ashy ankle, but I'm still showing
Nobody
ankle.
Nobody said it. You got the all whites on.
I do.
That's L.A.
But I'll say this. There's an air of pretentiousness here in L.A.
Yeah.
It's palpable, right? And because I'm just so not that kind of person, it irks me.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm trying to say? So, I mean, of course, L.A., the weather's beautiful. They got so many incredible things, but they just the air of, okay, what do you do? And all that kind of stuff. I just can't deal with it, man. Can't deal with
How
it.
How have you been dealing with me all these years?
Because you're not a pretentious person.
This is true.
Yeah, you're not a pretentious person.
I'm very West Coast.
If you were that kind of guy, then you just know that there's just none of this would exist.
That's true.
It wouldn't exist.
It would not.
No. None of this would be happening.
Who do you think put this set together? It wasn't Simon.
You don't think so?
First of all, how did Simon pass through immigration check? Because there's something in that guy's past that should be, Border Patrol should be alerted by.
We have to ask him.
We have to.
You see, Will isn't here.
Huh?
You see, Will isn't here.
No, Will didn't make it.
Yeah.
Will, we knew Will wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, he couldn't pass through.
Because there's something about Will that tells me identity theft.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
It's something that I hope Will's not listening to.
Identity theft. Oh, do we have any real interesting topics we want to speak about here at the Super Bowl?
I mean, we got two podcasts. I mean,
anything we really want to get into?
Oh, you want to talk? What would you like? Do you have something on your chest?
I don't really have anything on my chest. Have we spoken about Flores?
No, we haven't.
We haven't spoken about Brian Flores on our podcast. I know
I'm
the
glad
people
you
are.
That up.
Yeah. So.
Give the background for those that don't know.
They listen to us. They know.
Yeah.
But he's suing the NFL for their discrimination
in the hiring practice.
Hiring practices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
there are other accusations made against his employer.
Yeah. First of all, the thing that I found funniest, the only thing that I found funny about the situation was the Houston Texans and what they did. Yeah, I thought that was petty. I thought that was very petty. Houston Texans.
Their hire was petty.
Yeah, that was petty. You cannot convince me.
You don't think,
bro? Come on.
Lovie Smith was their defensive coordinator.
Come on.
They played hard.
Look at you. You're laughing.
They played hard.
That was petty, man.
They played hard.
That was petty. Okay, you know what?
They're like, we
we'll fix you.
We'll fix you.
We're gonna hire. This is what you want, right?
Yeah.
You said you wanted more opportunities, so we're gonna hire a black coach. It's just not gonna be you. It's just not gonna be you.
Well, take that. This is not
take,
even funny.
Take that, take this that, take that. Bad boy. And we won't stop. He said they're going to hire. We're going to hire a black coach, buddy. Just not going to hire you.
Why? This is not even funny, but I'm over here.
It's the truth. Listen.
Yeah.
Look at what Brian Flores did.
Yeah.
3 seasons as a Miami Dolphins coach, right?
Yep.
5-11, then they went, what, 10-6? You know.
Changed them whole
their
franchise.
Defense played very, very well. And Houston said, you know what? Hire Lovie Smith instead of you.
But he was there, and he was in there, and they were familiar with
him. I would fire everybody. I mean, if you're going to fire, what's up, Sage? How you doing, bro? Hi, my guy. Yes, sir. if you're going to fire David Culley, who was their head coach already, who did a very good job.
You're saying just get rid of the whole staff. Move on.
You're going to bring in Lovie Smith as opposed to Brian? To me, that seemed like a direct slap in the face. They were like, we're going to do what you want, but you're not going to benefit from it.
What's your overall thought, since you weren't able to talk about it? We haven't talked about it on the podcast. We talked about it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But your thought process on the situation.
I think, my thoughts are probably, they're just different.
Of course.
They're just very, very different. I think that the only thing that really bothers me, I think that it's clear that, the treatment of black coaches or the hiring of them isn't proportional to what you expect. But the only thing that gets me is when people say, number one, there are two things that get me. When they compare the NFL to slavery, I'm really bothered by that, right? Because imagine what, the actual slaves went through.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I hear you loud and clear on that.
Right. And this is slave. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what those people went through? That you're comparing? It's not even in the same stratosphere.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So just don't do that.
Yes.
Second of all, the fact that 75% of the NFL players, or over 70% of the NFL players are black, doesn't necessarily mean that there should be a bunch more black coaches. I don't believe that is the case. I believe that there's a reason why over 70% of the NFL players are black. I believe that there's a particular reason for that. But the things that allow you to be a NFL player, intelligence, athleticism, all those things, I think the requirements for being a player and the requirements for being a coach are different. I don't think it's the same. It's the same skill set. And I believe that because those requirements are different, it's probably more opened in terms of the people who have the ability to be coaches. The people who have the ability to be NFL players, it's not everybody, right? Everybody doesn't have that ability. But I think the ability to be a coach, if you have good leadership qualities, if you're a smart, intelligent person, it's open for the entire population to be able to get into that. So I think you probably see a more even representation of what the coaches will look like in terms of how many. So even is it 12% of the United States of America is black. 12% of the U.S. is black, right? So I would say that if you're going to look at things proportionally, I think you should maybe have 30-40% of the NFL coaches black. I don't think it should be 75% because the players are 75% of the NFL. That's just the way I see things.
But I thought the one thing you said before that was very fascinating is that when you do get those opportunities as a minority, you have to be 2 times better.
Yeah.
To even sustain and to continue in that role.
Yeah. This is all across the board, though. In everything, in every single position that...
In the sport, yes.
In sport, outside of sport, any single position where you are in a position of power, you have to be, as black people, as minorities, you have to be, twice as good.
Yeah.
They already don't want us to have these opportunities. Yeah. That's just a fact. So whenever you do get those chances, you just got to be the best. So they're going to take them away from you quicker than they would other people.
Right. Uh-oh.
Well.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I had to come say hello to my guys. Yeah, you guys good?
I am athletes.
Right.
I am athletes. You are an actual athlete,
right,
bro.
What's and you're, going you're on? An athlete. You got your shades on inside. Look at this
my
guy.
God,
look at this guy.
Right. Do you guys know? Do you even know what you're witnessing here?
No.
Take a look at this. Take a look at this, man. NFL UK. Are we big enough to have
UK?
Brandon?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Are we big enough to have Brandon
big
Marshall?
Big enough. Man, I love going across the pond, bro. That was the best experience for me. You know, we didn't know what to expect. Just when I was playing for the Jets, we came over there and played the Dolphins, man. And the stadium, bro, was rocking. What is it, like 75?
75,
is it 75?
Yeah.
Everybody stood up the whole time.
Yeah.
Crazy. It was awesome, man. It was awesome.
Hey, man.
I need to come over there, man.
I am athletes.
Right.
For real.
Let's do I am athletes.
That show that you guys do.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Unreal.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
I mean, it
was something that was so necessary.
Yeah.
And something that wasn't being done before. And you guys have taken it to a completely different level, bro.
Wow.
It's great, bro. It's great,
that
man.
Means
we love
a lot
it.
Coming from this
I had, no, listen. I'm dead serious.
Oh, we
right?
have the team has something for you.
Okay. Is it I am athlete
yeah,
beanie
I am
or something?
Athlete, yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Miss Bianca.
Oh, this is really cool. Right.
You have any t-shirts or something
no,
for these guys?
I have people who are English.
Right.
Right? And they're like, do you watch whenever they know I play for the NFL
right.
or I used to, they'll be like, do you watch that I am athlete thing? And I'm
right.
like, in England, they're asking us, and they're like, oh, Brandon Marshall, Ocho, that's talking about that show. And I had a guy who told me, he was like, I got into the NFL
because
based upon watching that show, man. It's dope, bro.
So would you consider doing I Am Athlete UK and you be the host?
Nah, it's like your thing, bro. So
what you mean,
you know, I'll be a
it's
guest.
It's a locker room thing.
Yeah, I'll be a guest
You'll
on there.
Guest.
For you. Yeah. Of course, I'll be a guest on there anytime you need me, man.
How long you got set up here today?
We'll be here for like another couple of hours.
All right, cool.
Yeah, come on, let your boy, man.
I
right,
will. Love you. I just wanted to say what's up,
my guy.
Nice seeing you, man.
Hey, man.
See you, man.
Love the shade.
When you come back out to London, bro.
When you invite me,
come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna send you an invite ASAP.
Okay,
so you
cool.
Can come out. We'll
I love
have a good
it.
Time, man.
I'm coming.
Nice one.
My guy.
Yes, sir. I don't even remember what we're talking about, man.
It don't even matter what we're talking about.
Because
we just got blessed. Oh, there's one thing. We're talking about Brian Flores.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to say on all of it, and we spoke about, is the media's role in all this.
Mm.
And the media's responsibility. And how opinions are swayed by what is written. And before this all shook out when he was first fired, I heard a lot of people say a lot of things and about his personality and how he conducted his business as a coach, right?
Mm.
And you said something about another coach getting fired, and I was kind of all about the coach moving on.
Yep.
And you looked at me, he's like, nobody wants to be coached hard. Nobody wants to be pushed, J-Bill. And you kind of checked me because I was like, you know, I'm making excuses for stuff that this is what coaches do.
Mm.
And it's just amazing that some coaches – maybe because of how they look.
Yep.
They cannot conduct themselves in a manner that others can that has showed to be successful.
Mm.
Because as soon as he was fired, the media and people writing stories were critiquing his character in ways that I thought, that's exactly what a coach is supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So that was quite interesting.
You know what's so funny, Jason? You know what's so funny? Now that I'm having to think about this, right? And now that I think about the things we talked about and what I said about how we have to be so much better.
Yes.
I'm not against it.
Okay.
I don't think I'm against it. Because when I look at where we are as black people, we're behind. And so the fact that we have to be so good, right? And the fact that we have to be excellent might actually be a good thing. Might actually give us the opportunity to really catch up. It's unfair. It's wrong. And it's unfair, right?
Right.
That's not up for debate. Right. That is, it's wrong and it's unfair that this actually has to happen.
Yeah.
But
I think I understand.
Why not? Do you kind of see what I'm saying in a way?
Nothing. There's a lot of people, no matter where you're from, what you look like, that have had to fight, and there's been a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
And that caused you to do things and work in a way, in a manner that you knew you had to step it up.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah. And it,
like,
and
what if we all, like,
yeah,
what if we all started to think like that?
The one thing about it, man, what we love about sports is that's every day for us.
Yeah.
Because it was about what we did, our work, our labor, usually was the outcome. Mm. I guess the hard part in all this is when you do all of that and you're still blocked constantly. Mm. And you feel like your labor and work, you know, it doesn't get recognized because the door is shut.
Mm-hmm.
I think in sports we've avoided that. It's
hard to shut the doors on you like that in sports because it's so merit-based.
So
yeah.
So I say it like it's easy and go out there and find a way. Exactly what you're saying, I believe. I just know how hard it is for everybody. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about it.
Shout out to Brandon Marshall, man.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge, man. So let's
Marsh came and showed love.
We back at it. We got another one coming up. So we're gonna break down what's happening. We going to some cool restaurants we've been to. I mean, we vibing. OC got these glasses on. Hey man, you know. That's enough though, man. We out to the next one. It's the OC and Jason podcast because it's playoff edition. Uprise all day. We holler at y'all.
I love that song, man.